Joe's Need to Know News. You probably saw this everywhere over the weekend. Accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein was found hanging in his New York City prison cell on Saturday. An autopsy conducted by the New York City Medical Examiner was taking place over the weekend following his death. They say it's a suicide, but everybody I see says no way. Something else happened.
There are hella conspiracy theories out there about this right now.
So, yeah, if you want to delve into that wormhole, have a good time because you'll find plenty of stuff on the internet. But a source claimed that guards at the jail did not follow procedure. Once again, that makes people say, why didn't they do that? And check the inmates every 30 minutes overnight. Epstein's cell had been cellmate had been transferred out, so he had been left alone. It's just so funny because everybody's got
a theory. Oh, yeah, and he was taken off suicide watch. He was on suicide watch for a little while, but then they took him off. So yeah. People are hella woke on this.
So I'm disappointed. Not that I am sad to see a person like that go, but the fact is I want to see all the other people that were involved and held everybody accountable, and that may not be possible now.
Right.
Imagine this. You get to go and buy a home. You and Jewel Daddy are looking.
Okay.
You walk in and you find something that makes you instantly want to turn around. You're like, what the heck did I get into?
Yeah.
All right, this happened in Michigan, my home state. I'm disappointed by this. A black man was going to buy a home in Michigan until he found an application to the KKK in the bedroom. But it gets even juicier.
What?
Liv, the Army veteran and his wife were ready to make an offer for the house, which is being sold by a cop. He first became suspicious when he saw a Confederate flag, but, you know, then he found the application to the Ku Klux Klan in a bedroom. The man posted on Facebook, quote, "I feel sick to my stomach knowing that I walked to the home of one of the most racist people in Muskegon." This is on the west side of Michigan.
Yeah.
"Hiding behind his uniform and possibly harassing people of color in different nationalities." Now, that's not a guarantee, but it's like, that's not a good look. The police department's looking into it, but it's like, dude, like, I'm not saying you're racist if you have a Confederate flag. I mean, they lost the war, but whatever. But it's like, what are you doing with KKK stuff? Unless you're like some collector, but why are you collecting that?
No, the only
thing. Kind of shady.
The only thing that would redeem this guy is if he's like an undercover cop. He's like an undercover cop, and so like he went to get an application to like work undercover or something. Any other reason, I'm sorry, is not a good enough reason.
Yeah, I mean, but it's like I don't think in that part of Michigan where I'm from, they have a lot of, hey, we have to go undercover for the Klan. Like, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, at least that's part that I know of. I don't think it's a big like task force.
Ugh.
All right, this has gone viral on TikTok. But by the way, do you have the TikTok app?
I don't have the TikTok app. I feel like if there's any TikToks that are worth it, I'll end up seeing them on Twitter.
It's not worth your time trying to find it. Okay. I mean, that's how Old Town Road really got taken, like took off, was because of TikTok on there. Well, there's an oven door that sounds like a familiar song. Porkchop knows what this is. So Liv, I'm going to put you to the test. Listen.
Okay.
And tell me if you can hear the song. It's an oven door opening and closing. It is so funny. It's on. It's got tons of views. But one more time. I love that. Like, people have such a keen ear. You hear that? Because think all the squeaks you have. But
that's,
I love anytime
so
we have those.
Funny.
See, that makes me want to go download the app to go see that. And finally, a city crew, like a public works crew in Huntington, West Virginia, was sent out to cut down an old tree. But guess what, guys? The tree cutting didn't go as planned, and they messed up, and it landed on an empty park car.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, good thing there was a local news station to go out there. Apparently, it was not a really busy day in Huntington, so they went on by, and they did a story with a bystander. This guy's name is Billy Tatum, and I tell you right now, Billy Tatum has gone viral. Listen to this guy talking about, like, an eyewitness account of what happened.
As the tree was cut down and landed right onto a parked vehicle, totaling it. We're told that car belongs to a Marshall student. You can imagine how upset she had to be when she came outside and saw her car looking like this. Here's a little of what that witness had to say.
Sounded like a beer can getting flattened. It just was crunch. It was, I hate to say it, it was kind of cool. You know, I mean, what, you know, doesn't like, you know, destruction. Yeah, you know, that's why we go to demolition derbies. But hey, you know, bottom line, that's that poor girl's new car, and she can't get to school now.
A city spokesman.
That guy is my new best friend. I mean, his honesty. I love that.
Yep, I'm living my life like my name is Billy Tatum right now. That is Joe's Need to Know News.